Hello and welcome. Erica Zhang said, "Advice is what we ask for when we already know the answer but wish we didn't." That's true, but I think there's another aspect of it, that we already know the answer but we aren't really sure that we know the answer. I think that's something a lot of us are familiar with. We've been conditioned by society to not trust our instincts, our guts, our intuitions, whatever you call it. We've come to doubt that still small voice within that gives us our advice and leads us to the right places, down the paths that will lead us to our highest good. Our spirit guides or our higher selves often act as that still small voice inside of us. Many of us have become so busy that we can no longer hear that quiet voice. And when we do hear it, we doubt it. I'm certainly familiar with this doubt. I began relearning in 2009 how to start listening to that still small voice again. And then began the challenge of trusting the voice I was hearing, the advice that comes from my guides, and recognizing that it always led me to the best things in my life. I've had a lesson or 20 from the School of Hard Knocks in listening to my intuition and in understanding how to both listen to and trust that guidance. And that has led me to becoming a professional intuitive. So here we are on my website, where you've ended up because you've listened to that still small voice, or you've followed the trail of synchronicity. Whether you're aware of it or not, your guides have led you here. And I would love to help you in case you've heard that advice and just don't know how to trust it, or to trust that your spirit guides have given you that advice, or in case you really wish you didn't know the answer. I won't pull punches, and I will tell you what my guides tell me and what your guides tell me, but I will do it as nicely as I can. So come along and check out my website and see how I can help you.